Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to say good morning to Camp Rise and all of those 200 boys and all of the elders who gathered this morning to move us forward with this wonderful, wonderful program that I'm blessed to have been the igniter of. And 200 boys ages 10 to 15 years old who are having the time of their life this summer. So I'm really excited about what we're going to do, what we're doing, and what we're going to do in the future. Let's go to the phone line, Sam. Who do we have on the line?
Bill from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Bill. How you doing, man?
Earl, every time I hear your voice on the radio, I'm having a good day.
Well, likewise.
I love the way you inspire people. I love the way you educate them. But you put the cherry on the sundae today when you brought up Ron Johnson and negative nine. I don't like to see anybody fail. I don't. I really don't. It bothers me. I want everybody to succeed. But when he fails by design because of his stupidity, well, then I guess he deserves an F and a failure. I think, and I want your opinion, I want you just kicking around me with your listeners, Josh Call can charge him with ethics violations. And we could set the rule for the country. Hey, we're not going to charge you. We're not going to ask you to testify. But you sign an affidavit, you resign immediately, and do not use your money or influence ever in politics, or you will be charged with a felony. I think a lot of them would sign it and leave.
What do you think, girl?
Well,
Bill, thank you very much for the call. You know, one of the things is fellow politicians don't like to charge other politicians, regardless of what side of the aisle they're on. There are people who are not right on both sides of the aisle, but I don't agree with not charging those people with what they've done, regardless of who they are. You know, you take an oath, you swear to that oath. Nobody asked you or made you run for these offices. You're the people who stepped up and said, this is what I'm going to do. And took the oath of office and said that you're going to do all these different things. If you do something that does not fit along those lines and that legally, based on your swearing and all those different things that go along with you becoming, you know, the person that you are representing, you know, millions and millions of people in a representative government, then you should be made to pay the ultimate price for that. And, you know, unfortunately, that's just not the way things work. But anyway, I wanted to go here, and thank you very much, Bill, as always. You know, I've been beating up the folk down in Texas just about how rotten and no good their pilot tricksters are. But, Sam, did you know that in our state, in the state of Wisconsin, we are even worse? I mean, the conservative movement in the state of Wisconsin, listen to this. Wisconsin's Republican state lawmakers have been declared the second most conservative in the nation by the Conservative Political Action Conference's Center for Legislative Accountability. Listen to that. You've heard those lunatics in Texas, in Florida, in other places. We've heard the lunatics. And the state that we live in, and I knew we were bad. I knew the conservatives and the Republicans were horrible here. But I didn't know they came in number two. State rankings provided Wednesday by CPAC indicate that Wisconsin's legislative Republicans received an average conservative rating of 91.5%, which trails only Florida, where GOP lawmakers voted for the conservative principles a staggering 96% of the time. The gallant work of Wisconsin Republican lawmakers to block the radical agenda of Governor Tony Evers has placed the delegation as the second most conservative in the nation, the conservative conference said in a statement. So they've got their chest poked out. We're the best conservatives that there are. Oh, we came in second. We've got to work harder. We've got to show that we've got to become bigger jackasses than we already are. We've got to aspire to the Texas law. We've got to aspire to follow in the footsteps of those lunatics. We want to be the number one jackasses. We don't want to be the second. So we've got to get a little bit tougher. We've got to wind up working just a little bit harder and not doing the things that we need to do. Wisconsin. Right here where we live. And Tom, I see you, man. We're going to catch you after the break. I want to make sure you get an opportunity and the right amount of time. The gallant work of the Republicans to block the radical, the radical, what? Tony Evers and radical in the same breath? Come on. Anybody who knows Tony Evers, he's one of the kindest men you'd ever meet.
Have you heard those Tim Michaels ads on the radio and on YouTube and everything, Earl? Have you heard them?
Who?
Tim Michaels for governor.
Who?
They are the craziest commercials I've ever heard in my life.
So
the radical.
I know.
The radical left, I will fight you.
You know what? It's kind of like, what is the Star Wars thing where the Empire will...
Amen.
Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's all of that craziness. And it doesn't surprise me because I've been following these conservative folk for the last 30 years, 40 years in this city and in the state of Wisconsin. So it doesn't surprise me. And don't forget, how many years ago was that? You know, seems like an eternity, but 6 years ago, let's see. Four for Trump, the conservatives out of Wisconsin swept into Washington, D.C. Who was it? Rance Priebus? Paul Ryan? Who else? Ron Johnson? And I'm leaving somebody else out. But many of them who came from the state of Wisconsin wound up in Washington, D.C., and the entire nation suffered because of this Wisconsin delegation. Somebody will call me and tell me who the other person was. I'm sure maybe Tom from Madison. I mean, from California will fill me in on that, from L.A. But, I mean, these people here in the state of Wisconsin are worse almost than the ones from Texas. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.